a few minutes left on this edition of the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And as always, good to have you along and good to have along all those great folks who sponsor this program and make sure that we can get the airtime on KFGO to talk about the outdoors. You know, we spent a lot of time earlier in the program talking with Doug Lear, our great friend from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department and from the KFGO morning show here during the weekdays. But we spent some time at the very end of that conversation talking about the big sting on Lake of the Woods, where 40 Minnesota DNR officers, conservation officers, law enforcement officers were up there looking for people who were double dipping and taking too many fish and doing all these things. And we didn't get much time to flesh it out. We didn't get much time to talk about it, but I wanted to just spend a couple of minutes sort of wrapping up the show, talking not specifically about that case, but maybe getting a little philosophical with you and maybe getting a little bit deep, if you will, into what you expect out of your outdoors adventures. And I think that part of the problem with people wanting to take more than their limit, and part of the problem with people having way too many fish in their freezer over the possession limit, and part of the problem with people just insisting that unless they get their limit, it is a failed outdoor adventure, whether it's a fishing trip or a hunting trip or anything else. Part of that problem is that, well, we're competitive as human beings, and we want to be successful as human beings, and being successful for many people, including myself, and I'm not excusing myself from this discussion, but part of the view of being successful when it comes to the great outdoors is catching fish and catching a limit of fish and bringing home ducks and geese and pheasants and deer and everything else. And that part of it is fine. I'm as competitive as the next guy. That, you know what, when I go to Devil's Lake or Lake Lizzie or Pelican or Cormorant or Lake of the Woods or any place else, I want to catch fish. I do. I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, it's all about the camaraderie and all these things, because I work as hard as I can when I'm there to try to catch fish. And that for me is part of the fun of it. Part of the fun of going fishing is actually using whatever limited knowledge I have to try to put fish in the boat. And that's fine. And I'm not above, if I'm fishing for walleyes, if I ain't catching walleyes, I'm not above changing species and saying, okay, I'm not having any luck today. I'm going to go try to find some perch, or I'm going to go try to find some bluegills, or I'm going to go try to find some crappies or bass. I'm not above that. And so, part of what I like to do when I go fishing or go in the outdoors is to be successful with that. The problem, I think, for a lot of people comes is that they want to be more than successful. They want to be seen as the man, or they want to be seen as, you know what, I can bring home 70 crappies, or I can bring home 35 walleyes, because that they're biting, they're available, there's lots of them, and by God, I ain't going to get caught. And it'll show that I'm a great fisherman, and also I can fill the freezer with those things. And when it comes to that, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for people who take too many, knowing they're taking too many and knowing that, hey, you know what? The bite is on. So by God, I'm going to catch as many of these as I can because I deserve it. The last four times I went fishing, I didn't catch anything. So now that I'm on a hot bite, goodness gracious, I'm going to catch all kinds of fish. I don't have time for that. I don't. I play within the rules, and I am okay if disappointed that if I don't catch anything or I don't catch my limit, that doesn't mean it was an unsuccessful trip. It doesn't mean that at all. And in fact, I can go out and not catch anything, and I'm not putting myself on a pedestal saying that I'm better than anybody else, but I have learned over my lifetime to appreciate just being able to be outdoors. And I'll be honest, as I've gotten older and as I've had less time to do those things, I'm even more appreciative of my time being able to just be outdoors and sitting in a boat or sitting in a fish house or walking through a slough with a shotgun. I am okay with all of those things. And I am okay with spending time in a boat with my daughter or my wife or my neighbor kid or whatever. I'm just okay seeing things in the outdoors. And I know that everybody's not built that way. I know that everybody is not built into just seeing things or spending time outdoors or anything else. And I'm not saying that you have to be. You can be as competitive and as, by gosh, I'm going to catch as many fish as I can and I want to get a limit. You can do that all you want in life. I'm not saying you have to prescribe to the same things in life that I prescribe to. But I hope that for the sake of the outdoors, and I think it is this way, and I think it's always been that way, I hope that most people just appreciate the opportunities we have to get outdoors. I hope they appreciate the opportunities we have right now in North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota and a lot of other places to be able to go fishing and shoot pheasants and shoot ducks and chase deer and do all of those things. Because when it comes down to it, if you have an hour or two or seven or 16 to sit in the middle of a lake, whether it's Devil's Lake or any place else or Lake of the Woods, that really is something that we should be able to appreciate in life. And I hope that with as good as things have been when it comes to the outdoors, when it comes to fishing, when it comes to these things, I hope that people do appreciate that having those opportunities is really the name of the game. And I catch myself sometimes getting too competitive and getting upset because, God dang it, I'm at Devil's Lake and I only have 5 hours left and I just can't seem to find the fish and I can't seem to catch anything. I catch myself sometimes and I have to slap myself in the forehead sometimes and say, wait a second here. Wait a second. I'm out in the middle of a beautiful body of water. I'm in the great outdoors. I'm seeing ducks. I'm seeing geese. I'm seeing minks. I'm seeing turtles. I'm seeing hawks. I'm seeing eagles. I'm doing all these things. I'm spending time with my friends or my family. And that is worth its weight in gold to me, especially as our world seems to get busier and crazier and all of those things. And so I'm not a philosopher. I'm not a preacher. I don't like to preach to people and tell them what to do, but I hope that we can sometimes take a step back from worrying about catching 95 fish or 100 perch or 75 walleyes and kick back and say, you know, I'm just happy being able to be outdoors and doing some things here in North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota. I know that I need to reassess myself sometimes in those areas. That's it for me. I hope you didn't get too bored listening to me preach and praise and everything else. I'll be back next week on Mike McFeely Outdoors. Thanks. We'll see you then. Hey, I'm a country man, a city boy can't.